Thank you so much for the readings, beautiful readings on consecration. Because consecration meaning separating from a common form to a sacred one, the dedication to the service of and worship of God. It is so important, I learn here, that we are to bring our all. And it makes me often ask myself, have I really brought everything, my whole heart? Is there anything that I will withhold and not give up for the service and worship of God? God gives us everything, and we are in turn to bring our all. And it makes me think that even in our humble steps, in the gradual gaining of what we need, if I have the desire to surrender my all, it will be doing the right thing. I'm so grateful for Mrs. Eddy and what she has given us in Pond and Purpose in Prose Works. It starts on page 203. She talks about the first baptism being the baptism of repentance, which is indeed a stricken state of human consciousness, wherein mortals gain severe views of themselves, a state of mind which rends the veil that hides mental deformity. He says there will be tears to be shed, but are we willing to give all for God? The second baptism is the baptism of the Holy Ghost. This is the Spirit of truth cleansing from all sin, giving mortals new motives, new purposes, new affections, all pointing upward. And then the third one is the baptism of spirit, or a final immersion of human consciousness in the infinite ocean of love. It is the last scene in corporeal sense. I am so grateful for these, because it really does instruct us of what to expect and also cautions us to be alert as to how much we want to give up to bring our hearts, our whole hearts, to God. So grateful for all the testimonies tonight, the music, and happy to be here.